We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good, big plans this summer. No, just working.
.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 8:45 on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita's Wesley Medical Center planning for a multi-million dollar renovation.
Two.
Citizens and city council debate location of a new swimming pool.
One.
Bandits take woman's wedding ring at gunpoint in northeast Wichita. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, a little bit unsettled. I've seen prices as high as $2.72 a gallon, but down around $2.69 as well. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Heavy Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 71. Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 96, warming back up tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, 74 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Glenn Beck. He's going to be talking about the Trump agreement, the agreement signed between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Also, Sean Hopwood, associate professor, Georgetown Law, is going to be talking about the topic will be commuting. What would you say? You commute a sentence, right? Or you commute someone's sentence. And the president should he commute certain people?
Okay.
Okay. That's coming up with Glenn Beck coming here at 9 o'clock this morning.
Or a pardon.
Yeah, or a pardon. Yeah, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question is right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Mm-hmm. Easy to find right there. And into Father's Day is June 17th. How will you celebrate? And 9% say take Dad out for a meal. 9% say fire up the grill.
Yeah, hello.
18% say a nice card. And a simple quality time together gets 64%.
There you go.
The majority of folks who are taking part in the poll say, just spend some quality time with dear old dad.
Spend some time with dear old dad.
The Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. U.S. wholesale prices last month posted the biggest 12-month gain since January of 2012, a sign that the strong economy is beginning to rouse inflation. Labor Department said the Producer Price Index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 3.1% from May of 2017. The index rose 0.5% from April, biggest one-month increase since January.
There you go.
In April, producer prices rose just 0.1%. Mm. Core wholesale prices, which excludes the volatile food and energy sectors, rose 0.3% from April, 2.4% from May of 2017. So there are some signs, Ted, that you know, we could see some inflation raising its head, and investors don't like that very much at all. Stocks mostly rose in a quiet session Tuesday as investors reacted calmly to the outcome of the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un and turned their attention to this week's trio of central bank meetings. The Dow fell just under 2 points. The S&P rose 4 points. And the NASDAQ added 43 points.
Okay.
The FBI agent who unintentionally shot someone while dancing in a Denver bar turned himself into police Tuesday, and he's awaiting charges. 29-year-old Chase Bishop is being held at a Denver detention center for investigation of second-degree assault. pending formal charges from the district attorney's office. It looks like an accident to me, but what do I know? Bishop was showing off his moves in the center of a dance circle at Mile High Spirits Bar on June 2nd when he launched into a back handspring.
Oh, boy.
And during the move, a firearm fell out of his waistband holster and onto the floor.
Well, of course it did.
And then he moved to pick it up and unintentionally fired a shot. One person struck in the lower leg. They're going to recover. They'll be all right. But here's an FBI agent who's really in some hot water. Not taking care of that firearm very responsibly.
Poorly conceived.
Yeah, not a lot of responsibility.
No.
Of course, you know, I've never danced in public, and very, very seldom. And when I do, I try not to do a backflip. How about you, Ted?
Was he?
You dance on stage a lot.
FBI agent in a bar.
Yeah.
Doing dance moves.
Dance moves. Probably not the best thing. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and the latest on Boeing and Airbus sales competition with Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the race between Boeing and Airbus for deliveries and orders, Boeing remains in the lead. Boeing says it ended May with 296 commercial aircraft deliveries. Airbus finished the same period with 223. When it comes to net orders, Boeing is reporting 306. That's nearly triple Airbus's 111. Both companies have forecast more than 800 deliveries by the end of the year. President Trump's lumber tariffs may be causing home prices to rise. The Trump administration imposed lumber tariffs on Canada long before the G7 summit. The tariffs were part of the reason that U.S. home builders saw lumber prices increase. The cost of 1,000 board feet of Western Canadian lumber up nearly 80% over the past year. And Kansas is the final state to start work on an Alzheimer's disease plan. On June 1st, Governor Collier signed a bill to form a task force that will create the plan. The plan is to prepare for a rising number of patients with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Every other state has developed a plan or is in the process of developing a plan. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
That's interesting about the Alzheimer's. I don't know. Many people touched by this. I've had several people I know pretty well who have succumbed to Alzheimer's in just the past 8 or 10 years. Mm. And I imagine you probably know somebody yourself who's suffering from it or has suffered from it.
Right.
And, I'd like to see us get going on that. Let's get something solved if we can.
Well, you think the aging population, baby boomers, just continue to age, and that's a large part of our population. Mm-hmm. So
right.
It's a problem
right.
That's going to continue to increase.
Okay. Today is National Kitchen Clutches of America Day. It honors those who would like to cook and be in the kitchen, but it just doesn't seem to work out well for them. Maybe they're... Mm. A clumsy person when it comes to cooking. I myself would have to say I do pretty well around the kitchen. When called upon, in fact, this week I rustled up a meal for my wife and I. And as my children were growing up, it worked out on Shelley's work schedule and mine. It worked out for she would be gone till 6 o'clock at night and the kids would be ready to eat. So I did supper for years.
You're the dinner guy, yeah, with your fluffy apron.
Had a little apron there, you know, and came up with all kinds of interesting food.
Put your hair in a man bun, you're ready to go.
And I could whip up a tuna helper and something in the microwave, anything like that. Ted, you do well in the kitchen as well.
No, I think the word I would say is capable.
Capable,
yeah.
Okay. You don't go to the gourmet.
I can get it done when I have to.
Bill, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't cook very often. Gretchen does most of the cooking. But sometimes, you know, I'll cook burgers or whatever. I try to get it done. Sometimes I'm clumsy. I'll lose a burger.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, maybe a spatula will wind up somewhere it shouldn't be or something like that.
Right, yeah.
Well, my late father.
One in a million.
My late father didn't spend a lot of time in the kitchen, okay?
Right.
His extent was usually a fried bologna sandwich, was about as far as he would go.
Can be pretty good, though.
Oh, they can be tasty. All right, it's National Kitchen Clutches of America Day.
There you go.
Celebrate, fellas.
One
celebrate.
In a million, Doc.
8:55, Steve and Ted coming up KNSS News at 9. Wildfire still burning in southeast Colorado. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Get Wichita Business Journal updates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.